Time for us to check sports. Time for us to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. So where do you want to start off in sports? Any place?
Yeah. What's going on with that dum-dum the Giants traded to the Browns with LSU?
He did something that's incredibly just plain stupid and didn't realize the ramifications of it. At the end of the game, he was seen handing out money to players. Now he and his agent claim it's fake money. But
Burrow said it wasn't.
Yeah, reporters on the scene said it was not fake money. Now he could, of course, bring down fines on the schools if that's true. Also,
just fines.
Well, you don't know if they were seniors or not that were leaving. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they were still students that would be involved in the football program. So that's what you. But it was just plain, once again, just a plain stupid thing to do.
I mean, he's an idiot.
You know, if you're going to bring Monopoly money, then you'll throw it in the air. You know what I mean? It wasn't Monopoly money; it was real money. So it was just once again another stupid act. That's all. I mean. And, you know, you sit here as a Giant fan who has four wins the last two seasons and the season before that had five. Guess what? We're no different without him than we were with him.
No, he's nothing but trouble. Mm. I mean, we said it all along.
He proves
it all the time.
What a truly amazing talent, and he just was one of those players he's not going to take advantage of his talent and what he could mean to the game and to himself. Look at Randy Moss. Randy Moss was a wild guy when he was in college, okay?
And he was pretty wild when he first started in the NFL, too.
But he within the first 2 years, he changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. He realized, I got something real big in front of me here. Well, anyways.
Some people never learn.
No, unfortunately, that's the case.
He's one of them.
So, hey, you see where Drew Pearson did not get in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I know he's a borderline player, but he was so great for the Cowboys. You know, I know he doesn't have the stats that a lot of athletes have.
Well, but, you know, I agree.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Good.
That's right. You've been saying that all along.
I say that all the time. I mean, when you let borderline players in, no matter what sport it is, it takes away from the greatness of the people that really belong in it. I mean, there's a lot of good players, but there's only a handful of great players.
Mm.
And, you know, the measuring stick, if you're a wide receiver, is how do you measure up to Jerry Rice? Were you anywhere near as good as him? If you can't say yes immediately, you don't belong in the Hall of Fame. I don't care who you are.
And it's funny you talk about that. I was watching the NFL Network, and there's roughly 34,000 current and former players, okay, in the NFL. Out of that, there's 300 and some that are in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. That's 1%.
That's 1%. That shows you how truly amazing it is to make it.
But that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be. If 10% of the people get in the Hall of Fame, is it a Hall of Fame? If 1% of the people get in the Hall of Fame, then it's an honor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to have a Hall of Pretty Good, make another one.
That's right.
You got the Hall of Fame, you got the Hall of... Yeah, they were pretty good.
That's true. All right, so now, let's go back to the gorilla in the room. And the Red Sox, of course, and Cora came to an agreement where he's not going to manage them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that that was brought up last night. That's true. The Red Sox are in a real bind now. Do they appoint from within? Do they appoint
so would the Astros.
Yeah. Do they keep the coaching staff they have now? Because gosh, if Alex Cora was bad, then it might, you know what I mean? It's just the can of worms has opened up.
Well, and here's the other thing. You're starting to find, if you look, because the media doesn't want you to really find it, so you got to look for it, there's a lot of coaches in the major league saying that their team does the same thing and have been doing it for almost two decades. So it's starting to come out where all these other teams are starting to say that we do the same thing. It's going to be nice if they all come out and actually do say it, and the media lets it come out and be said. Then let's see what Major League Baseball is going to do. I might get a call as a high school coach. Maybe they might need me to manage a team because that's how deep it's going to go.
And you know what? The way it's pissing. The Mets have a problem, and to see if they're going to keep their coach or not, they really do.
Well, the Mets could be the icebreaker. The Mets can say, "Yeah, he did it, and so did a lot of other people." So based on that, if Major League Baseball isn't forcing our hand, we're not firing our manager. Somebody's got to step up and say it. It is, like you said, the elephant in the room. If anybody out there thinks that the Red Sox and the Astros are the only teams that have done this, you live in fantasy world.
All right, but the other ones never got caught. So
I read an article yesterday that I found online about a coach that says he has over 25 years of video of every third base coach that ever coached in Major League Baseball. Well, and his team's not implicated.
Yeah, but no one's saying anything about using video to tape coaches and stuff, but using real-time live videos.
What do you think they do with that?
Yep, they study it, but it's still not real lifetime.
You don't think that they're telling you that while they're on the field relaying signs that you don't know what's going on as a batter immediately?
I'm just saying that there's a difference. They have to find some way to stop this.
Well, there was no technology in relaying the signs to the batter or whoever it was. Yeah. It was a noise. It was somebody standing. You could be standing in a different spot every time.
But it wasn't done pitch by pitch. You know, when you stole something instantaneously, that pitch
wasn't
changed.
What I understand it was that when they banged on the garbage can, you knew a certain pitch was coming.
That was the garbage can thing, but still not anything like what's come about. I mean,
well, it could be as simple as this, Marshall. You got a third base coach, right?
Yeah.
There's a coaching box on third base. If he's in the box closer to you, it's an off speed pitch. If he's standing back in the box, it's a fastball. It's as easy as that to relay what's coming.
I just think that if you're going to relay information in Major League Baseball, put everybody on the thing like they do in football. All the quarterbacks, they've got a receiver in their head. You want to overanalyze the game, you're going to ruin it even more.
I'm just saying, I mean, next time you watch a game, look at the position of the third base coach. He's not moving around because he's nervous. He's moving around because it's a certain thing.
I know, but it's still different. You got to stop the technology. You just have to stop it in its track.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, you have to try. You have to try.
Well, then that means that you can't even broadcast games because that's technology, and that can be broken down into it. Because that center field camera where you see the shot of the catcher and the back of the pitcher, and he's putting down signs, you can find out what they're throwing. So if you're going to go that far, you can't show that center field shot anymore.
I think you're right. I think they've got to do some things.
Do you think TV's not going to send you that center field shot anymore where you can't see the pitch going over the plate?
I have no idea how they're going to do it, but they have to address it because with all legalized gambling coming right, this is just a whole conglomeration of things that are going to blow up all at once.
Which is more reason why every team needs to step up and say, hey, we do it too.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do then?
Yeah, you're right.
It's part of the game. Well, it's been part of the game forever. And just like baseball's advanced with analytics, which they think is the end all, it's advanced with the technology part of it too. So you can't say yes to one and no to the other.
And we'll see
happens. You can't pick and choose what you want to do. You're either all in or you're all out.
All right. Well, tomorrow, you know, we get our picks.
Yeah, we got our first big three-year-old race of the year down in the fairgrounds this weekend. So we'll have some races this weekend.
All right, and we've got the NFL. So there you go.
Oh, you want my picks now?
No, tomorrow.
They're very easy.
I know, but we'll wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.